following is a special presentation of the Big S, WMMR-IR, Savannah, Tennessee. And welcome back, everybody, to another great episode of Backyard Louie's Performance Outlet. This is the Season 1, Episode 2, February 2024 edition. My name is Keith Hughes, and glad to have you here on the Big S. Or if you aren't able to tune in this weekend, the first weekend of every month, you're probably listening to us on the podcast that is posted on Facebook. So anyway, it's great to take a little break from talk radio. We are your source of great talk, mostly conservative. But you know what? We love the local and area music scene and a few song folks from beyond. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and get started with Tommy Yarborough's Middle of Nowhere.
Help me on the side of the road. I got no place to go.
That was Tommy Yarborough's Middle of Nowhere. Welcome to the Big S, and you are listening to Backyard Louie's Performance Outlet. My name is Keith Thews, and it is the month of love. It is Black History Month, and we are so glad to be here for February 2024. The first weekend of every month is Music Weekend here on the Big S. Backyard Louie's Performance Outlet is brought to you by Roadhouse Music over there in their new location in Crump, Tennessee on Tennessee 69, just immediately north of the light on Tennessee 69 and 64. Check out all their great instruments, amps, sound systems. They have a great team over there. They will help you get set up. And hey, if you're a performer, if you're in a band, talk to them. They might put you there on stage and perform out there. Such a great atmosphere and a great place for the local music scene. Well, we got another song to bring to you from an artist that we played in our first kickoff month back in January. Let's go over to Jason Adams with That Dog Bites.
Freed of that wedding band, back out on my own again as a bachelor man. Sometimes it gets lonely all by myself. Lately I've been thinking I could use a little help. I was thinking that I might get me a pet. I might get a dog of some kind. I don't really care what breed it turns out to be, as long as that dog bites. Bites my ex-wife when she comes asking for money. Bites her mama too, just cause that'd be funny. On my tires all he likes, just as long as that dog bites. Hope someday he'll bite that old postal man as he walks up to my mailbox with a bill in hand. I'll even buy him little doggy treats, big old raw high bone to sharpen up his teeth. He can do his doggy do in my front yard, go out chasing cats and chasing cars. If he don't fetch my morning paper, that'll be alright, just as long as that dog bites. That crooked lawyer who gave her all my stuff bites that new boyfriend who thinks that he's so tough. He can drink from the toilet all he likes. All I really want is a dog that bites. If that dog is good, I'll give him a dog of his own, with a little house in the backyard they can get it on. They have a dozen puppies, that'll be all right, just as long as they all bite. Bite my ex-wife when she comes asking for money. Bites her mama too, just cause that'd be funny. He can on my tires all he likes, just as long as that dog bites. Just as long as that dog bites.
All right, it's time to go south of the border to Farmington, Mississippi. Let's go ahead and give a listen to Tin Room. They have a song called Prayer Z, so let's check them out. Tin Room.
Made a mess of myself, been in the spotlight. And then I walked through hell, made friends with Jesus. And I've held the devil's hand. Guess you could say I'm a self-made man. But then you found me. Turn my world upside down, everything about me changed when you came around. I didn't know that a love would be so true. Ever felt the way that I feel about you, like an angel came to save the day. And you're the answer to the prayers I didn't know. That sparkle in your eye, it makes a mess of me. I still don't know why I was found deserving of a love so pure and true. Life had no meaning before you. Then you found me. Turned my world upside down, everything about me changed when you came around. I didn't know that our love could be so true. Never felt the way that I feel about you, like an angel came to save the day. You're the answer to the prayers I didn't know to pray. Everything about me changed when you came around. Didn't know that our love could be so true. Never felt the way that I feel about you, like an angel you came to save the day. You're the answer to the prayer. You're the answer to my prayer. You're the answer to the prayer. I didn't know to pray.
Your home for election 2024, The Big S.
Roadhouse Music is now in their new location at 22900 Tennessee 69 in Crump, Tennessee. They have a wide assortment of guitars, amps, and much more. There is even a nice stage for area band performances. Look them up on Facebook and check out their deals.
All right, welcome back everybody to Backyard Louie's Performance Outlet for February 2024. My name is Keith Thews, your monthly host here for this great music podcast. I want to thank Tommy Yarborough and Tin Room for submitting music on our email system. You can send an MP3 of your song or songs to The Big S, THEBIGS, at gmx.com. Again, the email to send music is The Big S, THEBIGS, at gmx.com. Make sure it's an original song. We don't want any covers preferred. And unless it's a public domain song, we'll get away with that. We're fine for that. And nothing obscene, of course. Well, you know what? We had the Anchors last month on our inaugural episode, and Bill Landau, great guy, has a music shop up there in Goshen, Indiana, in the old Froggy 102.7 radio studios. And he has a little more edgier song for him and the Anchors. A little political, and we love political here on the Big S. So let's check it out, Sitting on the Tracks.
Crossing, the train is coming fast. This has been a great life, but I fear it won't last. The train is speeding forward, God, please turn it back. I pray someone will stop it, 'cause we're sitting on the tracks. Well, the people in the White House are changing all the rules. They rule against the citizens, they think we all are fools. Congress spends more dollars than they can ever tax. They don't read the bills they vote on, and we're sitting on the tracks. Words are changing meaning, we're losing what is true. There's holes in our borders and dangers coming through. We need more jobs and income, economy is bleak. Lies are running rampant, and our leadership is weak. We've lost our moral compass, we can't tell right from wrong. Political correctness has gone on far too long. Fundamental transformation is too far down the track. It's time to stop this nonsense. We want our country back. Well, they've had a war on poverty. It's not what it appears. There's been no improvement, and they've had 60 years. Choosing lying leaders brings nothing but a curse. With progressive policies, things progressively get worse. While there's too much corruption, there's too much deceit. Regulations and high taxes causes freedom to retreat. We need to change direction, back on our founders' track. Throw out the crooks in Washington, we want our country back. Well, Jesus, save our nation, help us stop that train. We have turned our back on you, but bring us back again. There's danger fast approaching, freedom's almost lost. Lord, revive America, bring us to the cross. Well, we're sitting at the crossing, the train is coming fast. God has blessed America, I fear it will not last. The train is fast approaching, God, please turn it back. I pray someone will stop it, 'cause we're sitting on the track. Lord, please help us stop it, 'cause we're sitting on the track.
All right, that was the Anchors and Sitting on the Tracks. You're listening to Backyard Louie's Performance Outlet. And let's go ahead and kind of keep on that little bit of an edgier, more serious tone. And let's focus on homelessness. Just be aware, there are a number of places in and around Savannah and other places that the homeless do live at. And there's some great ministries out there that serve the homeless. And we just want to pray for those locations, Voices of Savannah and The Table being a couple of them. But you know, there's a gentleman that's a friend of mine. His name is Cole Luza, and he got together with another friend of mine, Jeff Warner, back several years ago, and decided to try to put an interesting take on the understanding of homelessness. And you know, there's people that are afraid, and they just wanted to say that homeless people are folks that really need to be acknowledged, and they're not as scary as you think. And so let's check out Cole Luza. He's a great guitar player, comes out of Texas, and let's hear his take on homelessness.
There is a man sitting at a table. The day is unending and nothing changes. He understands that he may not mean anything to them. Hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. See their face. never know their name. They always walk right by as if they don't exist. They cheat themselves out of a friend.
That was Cole Luza with his take on homelessness. Well, you know what? This area is known for its bluegrass. We got Wayne Gerald's and a number of area bands, and they have a nice little bluegrass festival that just can't be beat over there in Savannah. Check that out during the summertime. We'll tell you more here on the Big S as it gets closer. But, you know, there is another person over there, Mr. Camden Pug, P-U-G-H, Pug. And he can play a great little banjo. I tell you, you got to hear what's coming up next. This is from YouTube, from one of the bands that he has played in, from the Kitchen Performance series up there on YouTube. Let's check this out. Let's tune it over some hot little bluegrass. Here is Shoe Fly.
Here we go.
Back to the dog show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Backyard Louie's Performance Outlet for February 2024, heard here on the Big S on the first weekend of the month. And it is brought to you again by Roadhouse Music over there on Crump on Tennessee 69. Check them out. Well, you know what? Our feature performer is a gentleman who is just original. You just can't describe it. Comical and very down to earth, and also a man who knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Good buddy of mine, his name is Bob Bloom from back home in Elkhart, Indiana. But Bob has a connection here to Savannah. And a few years ago, he got the call from the Lord and heard to go into the ministry. And he did get his ministerial license. But one day he found out about a job opening over there on Florence at Church of the Rock as you're driving out of town. And so he decided to see and put a test and see what was going on with the Lord and to see if maybe he's called to preach down there. So he drove all the way, two-day journey from Elkhart down to Savannah to check out to see if he might be the lead pastor over there. It didn't work out, but he got a chance to check out the area and enjoy it in spite of the big flood that had happened that time that he went down. And so we got a couple songs from his, and he loves the Beatles, and so he came up with a song that was done in the style of the Beatles several years ago. Check this out. It is called Don't Run Away. And then there's another song that another band that I'm with called Fishers of Men perform, and it is just one of these little fun ditties that whenever we play music, kids really enjoy it. Parents won't forget it. And it is called Cowboys Need Jesus Too. So we're going to do these songs back to back, as we like to do for the feature performer of each month. And so let's wrap this show up with Bob Bloom as our feature performer here. And remember, please get your songs into us before the end of February. Remember, it's leap year, so get those songs into us at the Big S, THEBIGS at GMX.com. Again, THEBIGS at GMX.com. Here is Bob Bloom with Don't Run Away.
Sorry, but don't run away. Hear what I say, boy. She gave you her heart, she colored your world. Don't throw it away. You said some very foolish things, you were hurting inside. Will you throw it?
Cowboys need Jesus too. Cowboys need Jesus too. Well, don't think it's strange that down here on the range that us cowboys need Jesus too. At times it gets lonesome on the prairie when the doggies have all got along. When I've branded all the cattle and I've uncinched my saddle, well, you'll hear me a-singing this song. Cowboys need Jesus too. Cowboys need Jesus too. Well, don't think it's strange that down here on the range that us cowboys need Jesus too. My life used to be like the Badlands. It was barren and colder than stone. Then the man from the cross became my trail boss. And now I'm never riding alone. Cowboys need Jesus too. Cowboys need Jesus too. Well, don't think it's strange that down here on the range that us cowboys need Jesus too. I hear an old coyote in the canyon as I'm staring at the bright stars up above. You know, cowboys might be tough. Oh, but God knows that's just not enough. You see, tough old cowboys still need lots of love. Cowboys need Jesus too. Cowboys need Jesus too. Oh, well, don't think it's strange that down here on the range that us cowboys need Jesus too. And you know, when cowboys worship, it sounds something like this. A hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah.